Hello, and welcome to the Dell Technologies Forum podcast series, where we focus on transforming ideas into innovation faster. In this series, we invite Dell specialists and experts from around the world to share with us the collaborations we had with customers in key areas of technology development. I'm your host, Courtney Hughes, Director of Global Brand Campaigns for B2B here at Dell Technologies. In today's episode, which I'm really excited about, we will be looking at generative AI. To explore this hot topic with me, I am delighted to be joined by Raimundo Peixoto, SVP Data Center Solutions Latin America at Dell Technologies. Raimundo, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks to be here with you talking about such very exciting topic, generative AI.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we can't, everywhere we look, somebody is talking about generative AI. So there is no question at all that it is on everybody's lips. It is top of mind for them. So just before we look at how we're helping customers take advantage of generative AI, are you seeing widespread adoption? And are there any particularly interesting use cases that you would like to call out?
Well, that's really important to share with you all over the world that the beauty about technology is we can implement the new technologies at same time anywhere in the world. I live in Latin America, and we have different regions in Latin America, the Caribbean, Mexico, and Brazil, which are more developed. But when you talk about the new adoptions of technology, and generative AI is one of them, I see everywhere, any country, any island in the Caribbean, everyone talking about the potential of using these technologies to solve problems, to improve productivity, and in case of governments, to have a better service to the citizens. So it is so exciting to see this happening across the globe, and it's in our hands to help customers to make the say across my region, which is Latin America.
So Raimundo, if I put myself in the shoes of any IT decision makers, I'm sure it must seem pretty daunting for them right now. They're tasked with evolving their infrastructure at pace to support this new generation of workloads and applications that are being demanded by the business. I have one question for you. Like, where do they start?
That's a very good question. First of all, we are talking about data, right? And the amount of data that companies and governments are generating nowadays is so massive that we will need different tools to make sure that we extract from those new data, and most of them are structured data, information and insights to drive better outcomes to the business, better customer satisfactions or productivity. And to start that, we need to understand the business need. And to understand business needs based on our Dell Generative AI solution, we put it together kind of professional services where we work together with those customers to identify where we can impact most with this kind of technology and start from there. This is really important. We need to start small to scale and understand where we can impact more the business in terms of productivity improvements or business insight with the usage of this kind of technologies, generative AI.
Yeah. What is the importance of starting small?
It's really important because, first of all, you need to control what we are generating in terms of new information to make sure that it's secure and is managed inside the company, right? It's completely different from where we used to do IT development in the past, right? The systems are generating new data, and this new data will help you combine it with the legacy data inside the company to build and to get new insights to your business. So start small will help organizations to understand how to test and how to create these new large language models and test them and educate them and feed them to understand how we can go and where we can go with this kind of new technologies. And the beauty of what we are proposing in terms of infrastructure is completely scalable. So we can start small, and adding new technology, you continue to scale to a more impactful infrastructure or solution and help our customer to get insights from the business.
So when you talk about starting small, like what are the key considerations for ITDMs?
First of all, understand what they're looking for. So look for a business need and help to help and use this technology. build an infrastructure, test this infrastructure, look for use cases available in the market. We have, based on our solution, 100 of cases that they can use, and start from there and test and learn based on their business data, and from there get new insights for the business. Start small, build a small infrastructure, have the right solution partner, use case partner, and also understand what we suspected as outcome for this kind of solution.
That's super insightful, Raimundo. Thank you. And I guess the next challenge is to find a partner, as you mentioned, that they can collaborate with on starting small and then scaling it right from the very beginning of an idea all the way through live implementation without having to manage multiple relationships.
That's completely right. So we are there. We are working with our ecosystem across the globe. And the good news is we are having customers on vacations right now, all across the globe, all countries in Latin America. We are able to support them.
So can you share a specific example for me where Dell has helped an organization go from idea through to a successful live generative AI solution?
I have a couple of examples, and I will combine everything that we talked about so far. First of all, how to start. So we build a solution, a package solution, with what we call Dell Generative AI solution that embraces not just the infrastructure hardware, but professional services and a lot of software from NVIDIA based on NVIDIA large language models that will help those customers to start using generative AI in their organization. Besides that, we look for partners that already have a kind of solution for specific industry. I'll give you one example. Video surveillance. Video surveillance is not just use cameras to film or to have recorded information about people walking or trespassing one door. It's about identify and doing actions in terms of make sure that those guys are safe, those guys are the right guys authorized to enter or to have access to some information or some part of the organization. This is based on intelligence. This is based on systems that can help those customers to avoid a kind of critical situation or improve productivity. Combining the infrastructure that we built together with NVIDIA plus partners with use case, we have the whole structure and infrastructure to help customers to start using BI. I think the really important point right now is it's not something for the future, it's something that companies are using right now. AI and generative AI will change the way of using systems. So my call to action to everyone is start small, pick a use case, pick a specific problems in your organization that you want to improve productivity or you want to solve a problem, and talk to us, talk to our partner ecosystem, and we will help you to start with professional services, with a very simple and scalable infrastructure, and also with use case.
Thank you so much, Raimundo. I do have a question for you. So you're talking about like starting small. And we know that any new technology, there's always early adopters and late adopters and those that are very apprehensive to incorporate these solutions, AI, anything into their business structure and how their machine has been running, right? So what would you say to someone who is apprehensive about bringing in generative AI into their solutions? What advice would you have for them? And can you also tell me why it's important to start adopting it?
First of all, this is how IT will run in the future. Generative AI and AI will be, and it is, part of everything that we do consider IT. I'll give a couple of examples specific on AI, not generative AI. Every single system that we sell and we provide to our customers has a kind of intelligence inside that help customers to be more productive. If it's a simple notebook that we can help them to manage your connections with displays and cameras to make sure that you have the optimal utilization of those gadgets or those devices, or on the storage system or a server systems where we optimize the flow of air to make sure that you have a lower consumption of energy while using the system. AI and generative AI will make life easier and more productive. This is really important. So that's why I encourage every customer and every company and every government to understand how to use AI. When we talk about start small, is make this controllable, make this as secure as possible, and learn from this new technology so we can scale to a situation where we can manage and we can have impact in your business or in your services to your customers or citizens. So this is the future. This is how business will be managed. This will help us human beings to be more productive and to use our time to things that just us can do. No one else, no machine can do. So it's a perfect combination of people and machine working together to do better.
I like that. And I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I would love to get some time back to just focus on the things, like you said, Ruino, that only I can do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, it's great to hear that whatever stage a customer is at, they can bring an idea to us and we can help transform those ideas into an innovation for their business faster. Just before we wrap up today, I want to encourage you, our listeners, to continue the conversation by attending the Dell Technology Forum Roadshow at a city near you. And if you missed it, don't even worry about it. There is a wealth of valuable resources at the Dell Technology Forum site where you can listen back on demand. Raimundo, thank you so very much for your time and your valuable insight. It has been such a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you. We hope you join us next time. This series has been brought to you in association with Intel and Microsoft.